This is KCUR 89.3. Open Spaces is like a scavenger hunt for art. The sprawling festival has altered some corners of the Kansas City Metro with sculpture, music, dance, and installations, much of which is in Swope Park, where one artist has created a surprising splash of color. KCUR's Julie Denishay takes us there.
Ebony Patterson's installation is down a winding road in Swope Park. It's a short walk through the grass to an old abandoned swimming pool. On this day, Patterson is holding court with a group of visitors. Patterson tells them she remembers finding the site a year ago.
I just kept walking, going like, what's back there? Because the whole area was fenced off. And that's when we discovered the pool. So
sick children came here for hydrotherapy, back in the days before penicillin. Patterson was born in Jamaica and is now based in Kentucky. She painted the cement light blue and filled the empty pool with silk flowers, teddy bears, and candles. Then she created four metal benches to give visitors a place for quiet contemplation.
It is extraordinary.
That's Brent Jackson. He's another one of the Open Spaces artists. Jackson says he was curious to see what Patterson had done.
I was here in the wintertime when this was just a derelict pool, and it has now just become a vision of color and thought, and it's just such a beautiful thing. And if you're coming up here, you don't expect it, and then suddenly it just appears out of nowhere. It's exquisite.
Patterson titled her installation, Called Up. It pays homage to roadside memorials that spring up to memorialize the dead.
I'm very interested in how regular people claim space, and that's what streetside memorials do. So when a tragedy happens, they mark the space by adding things that we would associate with a memorial in the same way that we're seeing here.
Patterson's work is also on view in other places around town, like the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art, where she had a one-woman show in 2014. Executive Director Bruce Hartman says this new installation shares a common theme with other things she's created.
She's done a succession of works that deal with memorializing murdered individuals, people who were lost, that disappeared. And so there's a real poignancy to those works. And I think that what she's memorializing in Open Spaces will obviously have that effect as well.
Back at Swope Park, nearby sirens seem to reinforce what Patterson's heard about Swope Park's reputation.
I know that there was a lot of questions about why Swope Park, you know, and all of the supposed quote-unquote dangers around Swope Park because of its proximity to particular communities, right? And I think that really interested me, the idea that somehow there's a public space that people are afraid to use.
But Patterson says Open Spaces is a chance for more people to discover the park. It's already attracted art collector Bill Gautreaux.
Usually I'm visiting a biennial in another city, and so I'm having to pound it out in a day and a half or two. And this is the first time that I've ever lived in a city where I've now got 60 days to kind of make my way around exhibitions, return to them. And so, yeah, I'll definitely come back, and I'll take other people to it.
As the season changes, Patterson knows her installation will change too.
My hope is that people from the city will come and that they will claim the site as theirs. My job as the artist is done. The work is no longer mine. It belongs to the public.
And the public is finding it, following the art trail of Open Spaces. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
Have a good one, guys, and enjoy the rest of the exhibition.
You can see pictures of Ebony Patterson and her work at kcur.org/arts.